there. This is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. Improvisation is probably one of the greatest advancements we've had in terms of acting since the Greeks invented a stage. I'm not even exaggerating that a little bit. Here's what happened with improv and why it's such a game changer and why it applies to this. Any form of acting that you do, you're expected to, well, let's just ad lib that. Let's just play with that a little bit. Try something a little bit different with that. You're going to hear this ad nauseum. So a lot of talent will go out and take improvisation. A lot of directors and writers are highly encouraged to take improvisation. Why? Because you learn these three tenets, ideally. And the very first of these things that you should learn as an improv talent is yes and. You've heard of this.
Yes.
Right. Yes and, right? Have you heard of this concept? Yes. So yes and is you agree with the reality posed and you add to it.
Yeah.
This concept, you cannot have a scene go forward if you don't agree with the reality posed and you add to it.
Wait,
yes
wait.
And. So that's the first tenet of improvisation. Second is reference base. If you don't know the frame of reference that they're referring to, you're kind of at a disadvantage, which is why we are continually building on our reference base. You're constantly watching what is pop culture, what's the hottest things going. Because, again, most of the auditions that we go on, most of the jobs that we're going to be expected, most of the direction, if you get any at all, will be based in pop culture references. And they'll say, well, he's kind of like, he's kind of like Tyrion Lannister meets Rick Grimes from Walking Dead. Okay, if there were ever, if they both had a baby, and this would be the guy. Okay, and you're going, who?
So I was just thinking, wait,
who's that? You know, and they don't want an impersonation. They'll tell you when they want an impersonation.
Yeah,
it's on the rarest of occasion. But they're going. So what you have to do, much like what are you talking about? If they give you these pop culture, what is this one known for? What is that one known for? Are they both comedy? Are they both dramatic? Are they both leaders? Are they both? You know, what are they about? That's reference base, right? And again, I couldn't say those characters or what have you if I didn't know what I was talking about. All the more reason why you want to watch 5 to 6 full episodes, consecutive episodes of whatever the top, I'd say 7 or 8 top shows are right now. And look at the shows that are playing. If you can see them on TV and record them, even better, because you want to watch all the commercials that are playing during them. You're going to go, oh my God, I would do that. And I would do that. And I would do that. And I would do that. Yeah. And also you're dead familiar with the characters and who they're talking about. And yes, and reference base. And the third of the three tenets of improvisation, what you should be learning if you were to take improv, is the rule of 3 or 4, respectively. Now, this concept of the rule of 3 or 4 deals with phrasing. It deals with how the listener viewer takes things in. It's the reason why phone numbers are 323-464-0990 instead of one giant number, because you can't take it in. We take things in 3s and 4s. We elaborate on this concept in depth in our coaching. And this is kind of a game changer. It's why improv is a game changer. And it is the commonality. It is the common bond of what I gathered from when I studied with the RSC, when I studied the classics, compared to when I studied improvisation. What do they have in common? It deals with phrasing. It deals with the rule of 3 or 4, respectively. And who started this? Well, I don't know. As far as I know, the Greeks. It goes all the way back to the Greeks. We still have 3 or 4 acts in every TV show, in every movie, in every commercial. It's in there. So that's kind of the woof and warp as to how we get communication in, how we take it in, and how we put it out there as talent, but especially as voice talent. This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.